This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. We are kicking off the second hour here of this program, the last Saturday episode. The number for you is 603-283-6160. Your predictions are welcome on what's going to happen in 2024 with regard to the Democratic National primaries happening not officially in New Hampshire as of this point. Democratic National Committee has demoted New Hampshire to second place, which basically means that Joe Biden, according to the Democratic Committee Chairman of New Hampshire, Ray Buckley, he says, quote, President Biden will not file for election in the New Hampshire primary, which will still go first. So what happened, if you're just tuning in, is the Democrats have made the decision at the national level to ignore the New Hampshire primary. New Hampshire is going to go first, but Democrats are now saying, we're just not going to count. Whatever happens in New Hampshire happens.
Go ahead, we don't care.
Yeah, whatever happens in New Hampshire is only happening in New Hampshire. We're not going to count it. In fact, if you register as a Democrat candidate in New Hampshire, you will be punished in some way, shape, or form. Now, it's not clear exactly what the punishment's going to be, but that is what they're planning. And so that's why I predict that if Vermin Supreme really wants a chance at winning the Democratic primary in New Hampshire, this 2024 is going to be the year. Now, I did check his Twitter account. I wanted to see if he'd already weighed in on this. It does not appear that he has yet commented on what's going to happen. Now, Vermin Supreme, for those that don't know, that's the guy that wears a boot on his head.
A boot to the head.
When he runs for president. He's a brilliant satirist.
Love his stuff.
Yeah, he's constantly just satirizing the whole political process, and he has been known for changing parties over the years. He's run as a Republican, he's run as a Democrat.
And I do want my pony.
And he's done it more than once. You're referring to his promise that everyone get a free pony if he gets elected.
But is it worth making it illegal not to brush your teeth?
This is something I'll have to weigh carefully.
Cleanliness is close to godliness, after all. I hope somebody's going to be able to get Berman to weigh in here on what his plan is for 2024, because I know he most recently ran as a Libertarian in the Libertarian Party's primary, which is an internal party thing. There's no vote at the national level or anything like that. They just do it at their convention. He didn't win. I think he ended up getting third place or something like that. So, Berman, I mean, it was cool that you ran for the Libertarians, but I think it's time to go back into the Democratic Party and possibly walk away with a victory here in New Hampshire, because he doesn't do terribly in New Hampshire. Like, I think he's hit third place or something like that in the New Hampshire primaries, 34th place against, actual scumbag politicians, and most of the real scum. They're not going to run in New Hampshire because they will be sanctioned by the Democratic National Committee if they do. It's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out.
And you have to remember that the reason that people focus, political parties focus so much on New Hampshire is because it sets the tone for the rest of the primary season.
Yeah.
So if he does take the Democratic National primary here in New Hampshire, he has a better chance of making a better showing throughout the country. And
you mean Vermin does?
Yeah, exactly. And at this point, there is such a deep dissatisfaction with government. You might see extraordinary numbers of people turn out throughout the country because he would get the news story going, and people would chuckle at it and actually show up just to give their little middle finger to the establishment, and then all of a sudden he's actually, cracking 5%.
How many other ballots does Vermin Supreme actually end up getting on? I've never actually followed his... After he does his thing in New Hampshire, I kind of lose track of him. Because he's not hanging around here anymore.
Yeah, I see some, you know, memes and some video snippets of him, you know, during elections, and then he just kind of falls off my radar for a while.
It's not easy, though, to get on ballots generally. New Hampshire's unusual because it's pretty easy to do here. I don't know what the fee is for president, but I know to become a governor candidate, it's $100.
Right.
You file $100 if you're a Republican or a Democrat, and you get on the ballot for governor. I'm like, it's super easy. There's a bill in this year that's proposing to increase that, by the way, to like $10,000. It's insane.
Well, hopefully, you wouldn't want a poor president.
No, I'm talking about governor.
People.
I'm talking about governor.
Which
would be insane.
Philosophy.
So I'm hoping that thing gets just shut down and doesn't go anywhere, but there is a bill.
If we're going to increase the fee that much, then we should increase the position commensurately by leaving the United States and becoming our own country.
There you go. Let's go to the phones here, caller. I think this is this Nobody?
This is Nobody.
Nobody. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, there's an anti-war rally coming, or supposedly anti-war rally coming.
We were just talking
about there's a gentleman named Scott Ritter. Mm-hmm. Who is a featured speaker at this thing, and he was invited to be the featured speaker. Then he was disinvited because he has a history of being accused of child abuse.
Oh,
and so I was in the process of trying to figure out whether this was a government frame job or if he really was a problem. It didn't occur to me to find out if he was anti-war, because I just assumed that he had been vetted. But I found a Justin Amash retweeted one of his tweets, and I'd like to read it to you on the air. Scott Ritter says, "I don't claim to be anti-war. Never did. There are rabid dogs out there, and we need Atticus Finches to shoot them." That's a reference to the Gregory Peck character in To Kill a Mockingbird, who does shoot a rabid dog during it. He continues to say, "I do, however, object to the senseless shooting of healthy dogs. Ukraine is a rabid dog. Russia is Atticus Finch. Thus ends my lesson." Now, I'm all about not robbing the American people to pay for the defense of the Ukraine or any other foreign country under any circumstances, but anti-war is not pro-Russia, and pro-Russia is not anti-war. So I'm going to, I just want to make my preference clear that this man be disinvited from speaking at any anti-war rally. And if they can't have the rally without him, just don't have it.
I don't see why they wouldn't be able to have the rally without one speaker. This is supposed to be a big event. And it's interesting that you brought it up, Nobody, because Peoples Mountaineer had come in tonight prepared to talk about this. Are you referring to the Rage Against the War Machine rally coming up on February 19th?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I presume they're going to have a whole lineup of speakers. I have not looked, you know, in detail at this particular event, but this one guy I don't think is going to be the linchpin or anything.
Ritter is still on the list of speakers, which is unfortunate because they have a lot of really great speakers for this thing.
Yeah.
They do have some great speakers. The problem is that some speakers, for whatever reason, said that they would not participate without this Ritter character. I don't know which speaker said that, but apparently it was a large enough number that his disinvitation was rescinded.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, what are you going to do? You know, we're not in charge of the things.
Well, I'm going to call in to Free Talk Live and bitch about it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going
to do. I mean, you're not going. I mean, I wouldn't want to go down to D.C. for any reason whatsoever. I wish those people the best. I hope they have a great turnout and everything like that. But, man, it's being in the belly of the beast, waving signs, and then, you know, just poking those people down there, I've no interest in showing up there for that.
Yeah, it would be hard to get me to go to D.C. for anything, I mean, unless they drag me there in chains. But I'm just horrified by the LP and this guy being on the same ticket, I think it sends a terrible message.
Well, I mean, if you get invited to a rally where people have a different viewpoint overall at the rally, but yet you have a chance to speak, I think you should speak, right? Like, I don't think it's a problem for the LP to show up and get their opinion heard. If you can get an actual anti-war principled opinion on a stage in front of thousands of people where hopefully you can go after this guy speaks and then counter the things that he says, that seems like a great opportunity.
Well, and you may be right. I had previously said publicly that, you know, we should find out whether this guy is really guilty, and we should take our time. So I felt the need to call in and say this guy doesn't belong there.
Very good.
That's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. And if you want to hear any more of my opinions, you can tune in to Beard Talk Live at 10:30 tonight, and I will be on with Peaceless Mountaineer and the captain, as you are now.
Indeed.
And I hope to hear from you then, or at least that you'll hear from me.
That'd be great. Thank you, Nobody, for the call. And again, that's 10:30 Eastern time tonight at watch.freetalklive.com.
The other thing about, having somebody speak, particularly from the perspective of freedom at an anti-war rally, is that the folks who need the message of liberty the most are the ones who are not espousing it currently.
That's true.
Yes, yes. And there will be a lot of people at this rally that may simply be anti this war. They may not have the, you know, principles to say they should be against all war entirely. And
definitely sounds like Ritter is one of those.
And that's the kind of person who, I mean, maybe Ritter's not per se someone that can be moved, but the people watching,
that's what I'm talking
they
about.
Can be moved in their opinion if they are persuaded. And you got to be on the stage to persuade those people.
Yeah, you got to plant seeds wherever you go. And there is value in having somebody of a liberty or principled mind there speaking from that perspective to that particular audience.
And that was one of my issues with being against one war and not another, is one of my issues with another one of the speakers they have scheduled, Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh.
So she's very much against this war, but very much for this war, and this war.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, no, see, these ones are wars where we're fighting against our enemies. This one and this one are wars where we're fighting with our enemies.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, just stop warring. It just does bad things. As someone who is also speaking will tell you, blowback, which is Ron Paul.
Ron's going to be at this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yep. Ron Paul and Jimmy Dore are the two at the top of the speaker list.
Oh, it's great. I think it's fine. You know, it's okay to bring in these other personalities because the idea is it's going to make the event bigger,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, okay, it's not the most principled thing to do, but is it going to bring a few more thousand people to the thing? Tens of thousands, maybe? I don't know how big this is going to end up being. Yeah. Yeah, it probably is going to. And then again, mixing with those people is a good idea, which is why, you know, I think it's important for libertarians to talk to and do things with politically or whatever, whether it be, you know, at the state house in New Hampshire or wherever you happen to live, the people on the left and the people on the right. There are things that we do agree with them on. There are issues on which we can work together, and we should.
Yep.
You know, we shouldn't just shut them out because they're wrong about a bunch of stuff. We should work with them where they're right and then say, hey, look, you know, here's where we agree. And here's where we disagree, and then talk to them about the areas that we disagree. Maybe we'll persuade some of them.
And when it comes to protests, you know, most protests bear zero fruit as far as change. But the
largest, they're not going to just shut down the military.
But the largest protests, as near as I can tell, have the most effect. So the larger this anti-war protest can be, the larger the effect it can have.
Right.
And so it's in the best interest of this protest or any anti-war protest to be as large as it possibly can be.
Mm-hmm. And I will definitely expect the general anti-war perspective from Scott Horton will also be up there.
Okay, good.
Who runs antiwar.com and is just kind of a leading authority on the subject.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. This really does transcend any kind of partisan politics or even near partisan politics. So, like, you are having people reach out from the Green Party, from the Democrats, from the Libertarians, from the Republicans, because look, this is a question of human survival. If you have a large enough nuclear war, it is possible to end our species.
Sure.
At the very least, you will make a tremendous number of very negative changes to humanity's future. Not the left's future, not the right's future, not the authoritarian's future, not the libertarian's future. Humanity. So being able to come together on just a common sense, let's not annihilate the species, it's kind of nice.
Let's pull up this a little bit more information about this, Peekless. You, just before nobody had just happened to call in about it, you were planning on talking about this. You'd gone to the website, and do you happen to have it handy, what the URL
right
is?
Here, yeah. Yeah, it's rageagainstwar.com.
Okay, rageagainstwar.com. And this is the rally happening on the 19th of this month in Washington, D.C. You have found their planks or the demands? What is this list? You've got some sort of a list.
Yep. Our demands.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Number one, not one more penny for war in Ukraine.
Okay. They've already had $110 billion, if that's not enough. Of course, it's not going to be enough.
They could have just stopped at not one more penny for war.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
But this is not a libertarian event.
But, and that's the thing. Like, if you're going to pick one war to be against this one. Because all of the other ones are at least less likely to end in the nuclear annihilation of the human species. So, I mean, you know, pick your battles, right?
Yeah.
And look, if you're generally for war, but you can find it in your heart to be against this one, then welcome to the fold, at least for the next 5 minutes.
Wasn't that Obama's campaign for war?
4 war years?
Oh, it was four
war word.
Oh, sorry. There was a D at the end. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, cut off the spigot of money to the war machine at any cost.
Yeah, and especially in this case where we know for a fact, we have seen, okay, this much money went to Zelensky, then Zelensky sent it to Sam Bankman Fraud, and then SBF gave it to the Democratic Party.
Right.
So, like, we know for a fact, okay, here's this money went to Ukraine, to this cryptocurrency thing that was so fraudulent that it got shut down, and here's the money that went to the Democratic Party and also a good chunk that went to the Republican Party. So we know that this is a grift. We know for a fact that the money that they're sending in for this war is getting turned around and put into their own pockets.
So I am looking here at the organizers of this event, and surprisingly, the Libertarian Party is listed as the top organizer of this event. Their co-organizer, however, is the People's Party, which I have never heard of before.
I have been watching that one from Jimmy Dore, who I've heard that one from.
Okay.
So, yeah, basically they've seen how the Democratic and Green parties have completely turned their back on all of the reasonable positions that the left has had, such as being against war.
I'm going to dig a little deeper into the People's Party, but let's hear the reasons. What are they saying at this event? What do they want? What are their demands at the Rage Against War Machine?
Yep. Demand number two, negotiate peace, which, great idea, because, wow, so many... It's been,
what, diplomacy? Politicians don't do that.
Yeah, it's been wild to see, like, the people actually in a position to talk about whether they will talk about peace are like, unless you meet these demands, I will not even discuss the issue, when they are obviously the demands that you know are absolute deal breakers for the other side. Whereas, like, I hate to point this out, but I'm on the same side as Henry friggin' Kissinger on this one. There are so many people on the outside of this, they're like, hey guys, let's not destroy the world while we're doing the grift, eh? Like, yeah, negotiate for peace. And one of the most disappointing things about this is that Switzerland, which would be positioned ideally to do this, has already picked a side and pulled themselves out of the running for it.
Sad.
Yeah, incredibly
After
sad.
After how many decades of being neutral?
after they were a great exception to the rest of Europe in all of its foibles.
Right.
Like they were neutral. They had sound money until the 90s. Yeah. They were the last holdout on not having a fiat currency system. And
now the mighty have fallen.
Look at you now. The time where we needed you to save the world, and you've become just as corrupt as all the ones around you.
Surprise.
Yeah. So, yeah, number two, negotiate peace. Number three, stop the war inflation.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I think we can all agree
on
that one.
Let's stop all the inflation while we're at it.
Again, it would be better to stop all the wars. It would be better to stop all the inflation, but at least we can all kind of agree on this one, right, guys? Can we agree on this? Yeah, I mean, I know I've got the libertarians and voluntarists, but, like, hey, we can get all of the other halfway reasonable people to go, yeah, this is nonsense right here.
Right, yeah. How many more dollars on top of the price of eggs are you willing to pay to drop more bombs in Russia or Ukraine?
Yeah. Right?
None. Zero.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to do any of it.
Yep.
Now, at this point, I will say that it starts getting, like, kind of reach for the starsy, in my opinion. Like, okay.
Let's do it. I mean, go all the way. All right, ask for the best that you can get.
Number four, disband NATO.
Hell yeah.
Yep. I'm all for it. It would be nice. I think you're starting to reach here, but the existence of this thing, that it founded because of the USSR. Okay, that was its
and
job.
And they're gone.
That was its job. There's no more USSR. Okay, shut it down, guys. And, like, you could have, like, you could have kept it together and not had this massive war, just powder keg, waiting to explode if you had just accepted Russia when they asked you for membership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that's kind of funny, because, like, haha, we formed to fight you, and you're asking to join the club, but, like, if you were actually doing what you claim to do, then you would have welcomed them in with open arms because it would have made the world more peaceful.
That's not what their goal is.
So just disband it. Just this whole alliance between the European Union and America, and somehow Japan is part of NATO now, which I don't get at all. What with it being the North Atlantic Trade Organization.
That was North American Treaty.
No, North Atlantic. Yeah, because that's the thing. It's the whole Britain, America, European Union thing. But yeah, just disband it, guys. It's as bad as the USSR that it was trying to fight, and it is slowly but surely conquering and colonizing the entire planet.
And it's a perfect illustration of how when a government agency, even if it's multi-governments coming together creating something themselves, is created for a purpose, that once the purpose is fulfilled, the agency continues.
Yeah.
And all it does is justify or seek to justify its existence.
Yeah.
And keep getting bigger.
Yeah, organizations want to survive, and there's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program.
We're going
to
continue here, and you can share your thoughts with us. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. President Biden says he authorized a Chinese surveillance balloon to be shot down days ago. Speaking with reporters while en route to Camp David today, Biden noted he gave the order Wednesday, but it was recommended to wait until the balloon was over water.
I successfully took it down. and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
The U.S. military says recovery efforts are already underway for balloon debris, residents of the area being warned not to pick up any pieces of the balloon. Democrats are making changes to the 2024 presidential primary calendar. During a party gathering today in Philadelphia, DNC delegates approved putting South Carolina into the top spot for early voting, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire. And Americans' confidence in law enforcement hitting a low following the killing of Tyree Nichols by Memphis police. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows just 41% of respondents said they're confident police treat white and black people equally. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here live Saturday. Episode, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by listeners like you. People like Flipstarter.me, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. One of the newer supporters of our AMPS program, Flipstarter.me, is a platinum level supporter, which means that that person is doing $25 a month to the AMPS program. Really appreciate that. That's five times what we ask. We only ask for $5 a month, so thank you for going above and beyond. And you can join him, I believe it's him, at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And that helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. As I've said, since we started this new format this year, which has been over a month now, by the way, that we've been doing this new format with fewer breaks, two fewer breaks every single hour, it's been absolutely great. And as I said, if we don't ever have another advertiser, I'm totally fine with that. I would be totally happy to be a completely listener-supported broadcast. That would be amazing. We're not there yet, but we could be there if enough people were to go to amps.freetalklive.com and join for $5 a month. You get some perks, too. You get access to the Amps Only podcast with the full radio show that doesn't have recorded commercials in it. So just go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Yeah.
There is something beautiful about the model being not to get people's ears in front of advertisers, but to deliver the best information and entertainment that we can to people.
That'd be great. Let's go to Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. And we're going to continue with the Rage Against the War Machine demands, a list of demands for this event coming up in a couple weeks. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
All right, great. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Sure.
I want to just say that my knowledge of Scott Ritter is, wasn't he like a UN envoy that worked on, you know, eliminating nuclear, you know, weapons?
Yeah, good memory, bad slave. I did not remember the name when I first heard it, but once I looked at the speakers list here at RageAgainstWar.com, it says he is a former U.S. Marine Corps intelligence officer and U.N. weapons inspector, and that's where I've heard his name in the past, is in reference to the U.N. weapons inspecting job that he had.
Yeah, okay. Well, that doesn't sound terrible. I don't, you know, the minute that some federal entity is claiming, child porn or whatever, you know, I think that they're full of crapola. But,
oh, is that what they're saying about him?
Well, isn't that what nobody
child
said
abuse is what he was saying.
Well, okay, child abuse, So
has he been convicted of this, or has he been accused of it?
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that accusations come cheap. Look at what mm-hmm. happened to you.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I don't trust anything that comes from D.C., the Attorney General or FBI, CIA, all of those people are raging liars.
Well, doesn't Scott Ritter come from D.C.?
I don't know. I don't know what he's been up to in the last, God, how many decades. To be honest with you, do we have any kind of run up of his?
According to Wikipedia, he was investigated in 2001 and 2009 in regards to ostensible sex crimes, quote unquote.
The Guardian posted something in 2011. Former UN weapons inspector found guilty in online sex case. Scott Ritter, chief inspector in Iraq in the 90s.
Yeah, apparently he attempted in 2001, he attempted to set up a meeting with an undercover police officer posing as a 16-year-old girl. And
yeah,
I
don't believe any of that stuff. Because they get on the web and somebody's pretending to be, a teenager. And, the next thing why would you not assume that it was a cop?
Well, apparently he was convicted. Oh, he rejected a plea bargain in the 2011 case, looks like.
Jury convicted him of 6 charges.
And got convicted, served a sentence of 1.5 to 5.5 years in prison.
Yeah, well, they just convicted Ian, too, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, juries will convict ham sandwich. Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Again, I don't see any problem with having this guy speak at this event. I mean, he's got a position. He's had some experience. And if you don't want to see him speak,
Don't listen to him.
There's plenty of other people. Talk to people or whatever. They're going to be around.
Whatever.
There's going to be a lot of people there. You can just talk to them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And I think that having a variety of views is going to be more helpful than it is harmful. So if this guy's coming, from a closer association with the war machine and saying, hey, we really need to stop this, I'm all for you adding your voice to the people who are saying we need to stop all of the wars.
So we're going to continue here with the Rage Against War. It's RageAgainstWar.com, the Rage Against the War Machine protest. It's going to be happening in Washington, D.C. on the 19th of this month, so we're about 2 weeks away from that. We've gone through the list so far of their demands. This is the list coalition put together by the Libertarian Party at the national level, as well as the People's Party, I think it is. Yeah, the People's Party, which we'll talk about them in a little bit. But so far we've been through one, not one more penny for war in Ukraine, two, negotiate peace, three, stop the war inflation, and then four, a biggie, disband NATO. We'll go on to number five. Peekless, what do you got?
Number five, global nuclear de-escalation. Which I'm all
support.
For.
Yeah,
I still see it as like that is going to be tough. But
sure it is.
Man, it is.
To get their psychopaths to take their hands off the buttons and then, you know, disassemble these weapons and neutralize them, that's a huge process.
Yeah, I have said several times that one of the nice things about being born when I was is that humankind already made the decision not to murder itself. Like, for all of our time immemorial, it was just completely impossible to murder the entire species all at once. And then nuclear weapons happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had the Cold War. We had these incredibly close nuclear tensions between the USSR and the USA.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, we didn't do it. We didn't blow up. We didn't blow up so many of these things that they launched enough dust into the air to block the sun and kill us all. That did not happen. Humanity chose to survive. And boy, we had some really, really close calls where, like, the orders were given and at some point they stopped, one of which went all the way right down to the soldier in the USSR with the finger on the button and he refused to do it and faced a court-martial for his trouble.
Wow.
But he saved humankind that day. And so I loved the fact that we had decided not to kill ourselves as a species. So let's just go ahead and finish that job, finalize it, and say, okay, you know what? We're okay with human beings. For all of our foibles, we can go ahead and continue existing in the world. So let's do number five here, and let's de-escalate global nuclear power.
All right. Instead, of course, what's happening right now is Vladimir Putin and the Ukraine situation is escalating now that they're sending tanks over to Ukraine. The German and U.S. tanks are going to be inbound at some point.
It's just another wang-waving contest between the rulers.
Well, yeah, it is, as long as the wang doesn't hit the big red button on the desk.
It's possible.
Mm, yep. Yay! German tanks defending Nazis against Russia. Because we haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Number six.
They are proposing, by the way, to adopt a no-first-strike nuclear policy, draw down nuclear weapons worldwide. That's what they're asking to have happen.
Number six. Slash the Pentagon budget. Which, yeah, great. Wonderful idea. Every time we even find out about what they're doing, it's terrible.
Again, they could have just stopped at the word Pentagon.
Slash the Pentagon.
Just be done with it. Get rid of it altogether.
You know, that would be nice.
I call it the pentagram. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of its evil connotation.
You know, there is no other source of human sacrifice and blood sacrifice ritual quite like the pentagram.
Nothing on that size, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Number seven, abolish the CIA.
If you don't mind, I'd like to hear the paragraph, because they do put a little bit in there as far as what are they proposing exactly. Do you want to share that?
I think your machine's going to work a lot better at that than mine.
So they say half of the federal discretionary budget goes to the Pentagon. The military budget is $857 billion per year. Almost a trillion. And the Pentagon just...
But the government doesn't have any money for anything.
Yeah. The Pentagon just failed its fifth straight audit.
Yeah, of course.
Fifth straight audit.
They're going to pass.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter, right?
I'd be
like,
surprised.
They keep failing. It doesn't matter that they keep failing. They keep getting paid more and more and more.
I would be surprised if you went back throughout the history of the United States government and found any year in which they did not fail.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
I
would be performed an audit.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know for how many years they've been performing these.
It doesn't matter because they would have failed anyway. That is what they do.
There's always missing billions or trillions or whatever
they
over time.
They fail just a fiduciary cost-benefit analysis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? If all you out there who know what a cost-benefit analysis is, if you were to take
that and point it at government and do a cost-benefit analysis, it would fail every time. Every time.
Well, you're just not making the same assumptions that they do. So they make the assumption that if they didn't have this military, then you couldn't own anything at all.
The ends do not justify the means, period.
The Pentagon can only account for 39% of its $3.5 trillion in assets.
Whoopsies.
Where'd they go?
I don't know what happened.
Well, we know where like something like a third of the money went.
Yep. Cut the military budget in half is what they're proposing here, and return those funds to the American people.
Well, hey, if you cut it in half and they keep track of the same amount, they'll have more than 50% accounted for. Like, job done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a pass, still not but a pass, like, yeah. it's more passed than failed. It's still an F, but not abysmal.
All right, next one.
All right, next one. Abolish the CIA and military industrial deep state.
Yeah, all right, they are digging deep.
That is just impossible, but I appreciate the effort. Like, as far as I can tell, the CIA runs everything.
Mm-hmm. I am just flattered that they use the word abolish in any of these demands.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is great. That is fantastic that the word abolish is coming up in, you know, some sort of a national discourse about ending war.
Yep.
Yes, please, let us abolish. The more abolishment of the organization, even the pieces of the organization of government, the better humanity will become.
Yeah, absolutely.
The CIA and deep state are an unelected permanent government of intelligence agencies that run our country outside of constitutional and democratic control. They surveil Americans, manipulate the media, curtail free speech, blackmail politicians, infiltrate activist organizations, torture people, overthrow governments, and assassinated President John F. Kennedy. Abolish the CIA and deep state and restore a government of, by, and for the people. That last part's never going to happen, but,
They're assuming that there, first of all, ever was a government that was of, for, and by the people to restore. There wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I think that if you clarify your goals like that, it's the first step in actually achieving them.
Yeah, it's true. You do have to ask for what you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to put it out there into the universe.
Well, and that's the thing. So first off, I'd like to point out that that's all the things that we know about the CIA.
Right?
Yeah.
We know for a fact that what we don't know about them is way more than what we do know about
them.
What we do know about them includes, you wanted to stop us? Well, you're what, the President of the United States? Okay, well, we'll get big oil to pay the mafia to take you out.
Sure.
Easy peasy. So, like, this idea that we have an elected government, it's patently absurd. Hasn't been that way in my lifetime and long before it.
Well, they had elections.
They do.
But they choose who runs in the elections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And right. And if they step out of line, pop goes your head.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, they have all the information they need on Joe Biden. Right?
Oh, yeah. Now,
and it's probably a lot uglier than what Hunter's been caught doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this is the stuff we know about.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they slipped up. Now, what they slipped up about is, oh, my God, so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that all of this is happening is that our entire political apparatus has Ukraine as its money launderer. So, like, all of these corrupt deals, at some point or another, they are going to step foot in Ukraine. So they can't have the information coming out about what happens in Ukraine because it implicates everyone in America who is currently in power. So if Russia were to somehow take over Ukraine completely and get access to all these files, they would release all of the dirt on everyone who's in power in America.
So that's why it's so important to them.
Yeah, I mean, the parts that we know about are things like Burisma hiring Hunter Biden. I think not so much from his crackhead expertise.
Yeah.
Things like, when Biden brags about the fact that he got the inspector fired. I mean, these are the things that we know. The gain of function research that they're doing in their bio labs. These are the things that we know is happening in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
How would one know if their government is run of, for, and by the people?
Well, I mean, you could argue that at least in New Hampshire, you can look at the state representatives and you can see that they're pretty much your neighbors. I mean, that's pretty verifiable.
Okay, so
there's 400 of them here.
That's getting close to what I'm sort of working towards, which is 100% transparency. Like,
sure.
You, anybody who is, you know, we'll call them a citizen, whatever you want to call, of whatever this, you know, of and for and by the people government is, should be able to scrutinize the government at any level they wish. They should be looking, they should be able to look into all of their records. Right. There should be zero secrets about anything ever, period. The fact that that is not the case right now should be highly illustrative to you, the listener.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, okay, this company is run by this guy. Well, how do we know? Well, he gets all the information about what they're doing, and then when he tells them to do stuff, they do it.
Yeah. Also, there would be a mechanism for us to get rid of underperforming either people, like whoever's in charge, or complete units of government, complete departments, all that kind of stuff. There'd be mechanisms for that. Let's see, what else would there be? Oh, there would be you'd be able to opt out.
Yeah.
I choose not to participate, and
that
you'd
be
able
a
to do
huge
so.
Change.
Yeah. Right? So the fact that these things don't exist should bother you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I do think that the idea of voluntary association is really starting to catch on at this point.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What's the evidence for it?
Well, for example, like figures that I wouldn't really expect to be on that side. For example, Jordan Peterson is creating an international coalition, and one of the things that he was talking about is very strictly and specifically that your association be voluntary.
Okay.
Which, I mean,
and he's like a conservative guy.
Yeah,
right?
he's a conservative guy. He thinks government is necessary, but he realizes that the difference between a competent and well-functioning government and a tyrannical government is whether or not they are, as he puts it, predicated on power. So if you are getting your way through power, through the exercise of force and threat, then you are tyrannical and you're not doing your job. Whereas if you're actually competent, then you'll get things done and you won't be a tyrant. And how do we get there? Well, it has to be voluntary, which it's amazing to see that, because it's like, you're so close to realizing that if it's voluntary, it's a different organization than government.
Right. Yeah, it is. That's the key difference.
Yeah, that's it.
Government is a monopoly on force.
Yeah. And that
you can't opt out.
All of humanity is just on the edge of this understanding where we know what happens when you get a monopoly.
Yeah.
We know this is why we don't have monopolies in grocery stores.
Sure.
This is why we don't have monopolies in fuel. This is why we don't have monopolies in all of these areas of our life.
And it bears repeating that you are subjected to, without any sort of voluntarism involved, you are subjected to whatever government happens to rule over the particular plot of land in which you're born.
Yeah.
And that's horrible. Like, you don't get any choice in the type of, like, let's just say everybody just accepted that governments were a thing. Why should you not have any choice in the type of government you are subjected to?
Well,
that's the biggest farce of all.
Well, and the problem, in addition to that, so when you have a government that is as big and as powerful as the United States, you will either be subject to their laws directly because you were born in their claimed spots of land, or you will be subject to their disastrous foreign policy.
Yeah.
So they might just send a drone up your left nostril because they feel like it.
Yeah.
Because you weren't born on the right spot of land.
And this is the genesis of immigration, other than people just wanting to move to different places, right, for whatever reasons, right, outside of. But, like, governments are forcing people to flee their homes because of their policies, whether it's people in the U.S. fleeing because of the policies, or people from other countries fleeing to the U.S. because of their government policies.
Mm-hmm.
Governments are at the root of this type of a thing. And it's not until these organizations are eliminated that we can have peaceful and voluntary cooperation with people around the globe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will talk about, well, if the military wasn't there, then you'd be speaking Chinese. Do you want to be obeying China? And I thought about this for a second. What I realized, very simply, is that the U.S. is China driving the speed limit in just the same way as the Republicans or the Democrats driving the speed limit. Like, it's all going in the same direction, just at different rates. And that's absurd. I want to go in the exact opposite direction, so it doesn't matter to me if the guy who wants to get there fast or the guy who wants to get there slow is telling me what to do. I'm not going to do what you tell me, because I'm going the other way, guys.
Indeed. Number 8 on the list of demands from Rage Against the War Machine.
Abolish war and empire.
We get 2 abolishes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
I'm liking number 8.
Yeah. I mean, there goes your criticism of number 1, right?
What was the full thing?
Huh? What was the
number 8? Yeah.
The paragraph under it.
So it's war and empire subjugate billions of people around the world to enrich a small group of elites. In just the past 2 decades, the U.S. has waged and backed wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Palestine, Yemen, Ukraine, and other countries. End all U.S. wars and regime change. Stop all military aid to other countries. End drone strikes. Close all U.S. military bases abroad. That's a big one, the libertarians.
Yes.
Libertarians, Ron Paul, they've been advocating for that for decades. Bring all U.S. troops home. And if you do that, you can easily slash the military budget by half, which is their other proposal earlier. Bring the troops home, build a world that guarantees every person freedom from war and empire in place of the collapsing U.S. hegemonic world order. Big proposal. Absolute support.
Well written, too.
I'm really glad that the Libertarian Party is. I thought, oh, yeah, there's just one of, you know, a dozen organizations. No, they're one of the 2 leading organizations behind this particular event. So kudos to them for bringing the principle to the table.
And one of the things I really appreciate about that, so the People's Party has basically formed because of the betrayal of the Democrats to their base.
You mean how the Democrats have gone full-on war?
Yes, have gone full-on war, full-on authoritarian, have gone completely crazy, embracing values that none of their constituency have but won't dare admit it. So that's why that was formed, and the Libertarian Party generally gets accused of being on the right, so you have these alternatives from both sides coming together.
2 more items on this list. We're going to continue it coming up here in hour number 3 on this live Saturday edition. If you want to weigh in on the end to the warmongering, you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.